Hi, my name is Zakira, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited source master of divine creation that you truly are to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance that you desire. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakira.com. So here we go. No one can take your joy away from you. So what inspired this vodcast was I was thinking about the classic situation in a relationship where one of the lovers leaves the other one or does something that hurts or disappoints the other one or doesn't do something that they would like them to do, or even the classic unrequited love situation where your desire for someone makes you happy and their attention and affection and love makes you happy, but as soon as that love and affection is denied or rejected, will you feel bad as if the other person has somehow taken the love and joy away from you, as if they somehow have control over your joy, love, and happiness. But the absolute truth is they do not have control over your happiness or love in any way whatsoever, and they cannot take your joy away from you. You alone are in charge of your own happiness and love. The only thing that takes your happiness away when a prospective lover or a current lover rejects you or leaves you, etc., is your own focus upon an unwanted situation and thoughts that you decide to think about, things that you don't want, like limited thoughts and such as he or she does not love me or want me or doesn't like me or has disrespected me or cheated on me, etc. Basically thinking helpless, powerless, unwanted, not good enough, perpetrator, victim-oriented thoughts. And the key to always feeling good, whether you're in a relationship or just want to be in one, is to only think about what you want that feels good. For instance, let's say you like someone and you have romantic feelings about them, but they don't seem to feel the same way that you do, and thinking about that makes you unhappy. As long as you're thinking about the delicious possibilities of spending time with them and doing nice things together and getting to know each other on intimate levels and making love together, etc., well, you will feel happy. But as soon as you start imagining that they don't like you and don't want to do those wonderful things with you, well, you feel bad. So, do you see my point? It doesn't matter what they are thinking and doing or not, because it's your thoughts that are making you happy or unhappy, not their actions, their thoughts, their desires, etc., about you. Basically, you have no control whatsoever over what other people think about you, because what they think about you is their own stuff and their own desires and their own perceptions and their own beliefs, etc. And I really have nothing to do with you. I mean, yes, you can influence their happiness and their appreciation of you with your charming personality and your drop-dead gorgeous looks and rapier wit and your great jocularity and generosity, etc. But they are still in charge of how they feel about you and what you're doing, not you. So what other people think, say, and do doesn't really have anything to do with you. And you don't really know what the other person feels unless you really tie them down and ask them anyway. And even if you get them to share their feelings and they reject your advances, well, it's still your thoughts and your reactions that are going to make you feel unhappy or sad, not their acceptance and desire for you or their rejection of you. Because it's your choice how you're going to react to their acceptance or rejection of you and your romantic desires. If you're solidly anchored in a deep foundation of infinite joy, well, then their rejection of your romantic gestures will have little meaning because you enjoyed the adventure of desiring them. And you enjoy the adventure of desiring people in general. And there are billions more lovely people to meet and desire. The point is, your joy is in the adventure of desire, not the obtaining of the prize. And it's the same for anything you desire. First off, the only reason you want anything is because you believe it will make you happy. The only reason you want the lover is because you imagine lots of joy and fun with that lover. Having the money or having the love is great, but the real joy is what you will do with the money and the lover. And in regards to romance, isn't the biggest fun of the chase anyway? Isn't the most exciting part the courtship and the first hand touch and the first little sexual flirt and the first kiss and the sharing of infinite intimate feelings and desires and the romantic dates and then the fun adventures? I mean, not the fucking marriage, not some sort of final, secure, supposed result that somehow locks something down to make you feel secure. No, that's not what true divine romance is about. That's not what true divine love and relationship is. It's not anything resembling an end or a completion or some sort of final destination that makes you happy forever. That's just pure, utter bullshit and fantasy. If you're truly connected to your own source and truly tapped into the adventure of relationship, then you do not ever look forward to some sort of final result or completion, because there is no such thing as a final anything, because we are all eternal, immortal creators. That's why marriage doesn't really work for most people, because carried within the matrix of marriage is some sort of idea of final security, some sort of idea of something that is supposed to make everything perfect and take away all the pain and all the loneliness. And end like all good nursery rhymes, and they everybody lives happily ever after. The happily ever after is right on the money, but it has nothing to do with tying one person down for all eternity. That's not a joyful adventure of relationship where you enjoy every moment of the journey to the top of the mountain, but then there is another mountain to climb, and then another, forever and ever and ever and ever. And it is not necessarily climbing every mountain with the same person. That's living happily ever after, because you're enjoying every step of every journey. And when you get to the top of a mountain, you don't try to live there forever, because that's boring. You can't rest on your laurels of the one success forever, which is what people try to do with marriage. Doesn't work. It doesn't make you fulfilled, which is, of course, what is the cause of divorce. The point is, no one came to planet Earth to accomplish one great thing or one great relationship and then retire in eternal bliss from that one great accomplishment, which is what is inherent in the whole idea of marriage. We came here for the never-ending joyful adventure of creation, which includes the never-ending adventure of relationship, which doesn't mean with just one bloody person, because no matter how good or bad or absent your lover and intimate relationship is, and no matter how amazing, luscious, delicious, yummy, sexy, fun, exciting, and intimate your relationship can get, it can always get better with that person. Or if, you know, they can't really move forward at the same pace as you, then with someone else that matches your desires. And that's a key point, because we are infinite, immortal desirers, if that word exists, because We are infinite, unlimited, immortal creators, and we will always desire more and better and more and better, because more and better is the mantra. It is the essence of the universe. It is the essence of evolution. It is the essence of expansion. That's what Om is. Om, Om, Om. It's just a shortened version of more and better, more and better, more and better. And the reason the mantra of creation is more and better is because the nature of the universe is joy and fun. And we're all like greedy little children that continually want more fun and 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 more fun forever and ever. Because fun is how you create what you want, not struggle and sacrifice and hard work and prove your worth and make deals and agreements. It's funny that makes the world go round, not money. We are all here on Earth for the joy and fun of it. No other reason. We're not here to prove our worthiness or our purity or our morality or our spirituality or anything to anyone. We're just here for the joy of eternal creation. And there is no end to creation. Even though this so-called place we call heaven, where we go when we kick the royal bucket, you know, seems, people believe that's some sort of ending. That is not an ending. That's not some eternal resting place. That's actually a new beginning. That's when you look ahead and say, what adventure can we get up to next? What game can we play next? You don't look back on your life and what you supposedly did wrong and then somehow try to make it right. No, that's not how it works. No one looks back for more than 5 minutes. They don't even look back for a nanosecond when they kick the bucket and go to heaven. Because as soon as you go to non-physical, pure, positive, divine reality, you instantly understand that everything in your physical life was perfect. Everything in your life you basically chose. You vibrated it into being. No one asserted anything upon you. And now it's time for another adventure. First, you have a non-physical adventure, and then more physical adventures. So the point I'm making is, like everything in your life and the creations you create as an eternal creator, those creations and your desires and your life are all about the adventure of creation. Not amassing wealth and goodies and prizes or achieving final results, because there is no such thing as final anything. There's no Super Bowl of success or Super Bowl of love or career final or some final enlightenment where you're enlightened for all of eternity. So that means nothing that you desire has to negatively affect you emotionally or in any other way unless you think about an absence of it. Or you think about something or someone trying to control you and take your happiness away by taking your desires away from you, etc. Or in this case, take your lover away or take the love away or take the sex away or the companionship away. Or take your best friend away, or somehow deny you from experiencing those delicious things that you desire from intimate relationships. You're 100% empowered to create whatever you want, and no one can take your joy or love or prosperity or anything else that you want from you, because you are the absolute essence of joy and love and creation and power. You just fell into the classic trap of using the love of another person to connect you to your own joy and love and your own source nature. And so when they leave, you believe they have somehow taken away the joy and the love away from you. But that's just not true. What's, quote, unquote, taking the love and joy away is your negative, limited, poor me, victim thinking, and reaction, your feelings of feeling powerless and helpless to control your situation. So using the classic example of the breakup, bum, 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 and the steps that you both took leading up to the big final breakup, the daily disappointments and the conflicts over meaningless crap, and the denial and love and rejections, and let's take it to the extreme, the infidelity, bum, 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 bum. But none of those day-to-day rejections or even the classic big-ass infidelity, bum, 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 have to make you sad unless you react in a negative way. And again, think about what you don't like and don't want, which always feels bad. Like, for as a classic example, if someone that you don't even know walks up to you and says, I'm breaking up with you, you go, oh, okay, thanks for letting me know. You don't feel bad that somebody's breaking up with you that you don't even know. You get my drift? Because you could theoretically be in a relationship with someone who runs into the arms of another person, and you could decide to continue your daily routine of thinking in positive, delicious, fun ways, and you could see nothing but pure positive energy and wonderful situations from this, and be happy for them and happy for their new lover. And you could imagine new and wonderful things for yourself, and because as soon as we experience unwanted things, we immediately desire wanted things. So you could imagine a much improved, more joyous, more fun, more trusting, more open, more caring relationship, and not even think about your lover getting jiggy-jiggy with your best friend and taking your dog in your truck. Or you could imagine a threesome with your lover and their new lover. You know, it's up to you. It's totally up to you and your desires and your ability to be a Pollyanna and see the goodness in every experience, or see, you know, crap and shit everywhere you go. Or you could alternatively get into alignment with your own desires so that drastic things like your lover running off with her salsa teacher doesn't even happen. The point is, you create every second of your reality. And if your lover runs off with her Pilates instructor, it's nobody's fault but your own. And even more to the point, whatever thoughts that you are thinking in normal life where you're not being confronted by such extreme forest fires that you've got to now try and put out, or the fires are burning all around you, whatever you're thinking, do those thoughts feel good or not? That's the question you always ask yourself. Does it feel good to imagine that your lover hates you and loves someone else a lot more than you and loves having sex with somebody else more than you and you're a shitty lover and etc.? Or does it feel better to imagine how amazing your next lover will be? It all depends on your desires, and, you know, so what thoughts feel good? If your current thoughts feel bad, then simply find better feeling thoughts, more positive oriented thoughts, more prosperity oriented thoughts, more delicious thoughts, more fun thoughts. So does it feel good to think about someone you admire and desire? And even though you're not physically in a relationship with them yet, you're not hopping in bed with them yet, you're not going out to dinner with them yet, you're not going on holidays with them yet, does it feel good to imagine being with them and having fun with them and sharing intimate things with them? Well, of course it does, even though it's not happening yet. And alternatively, does it feel good to imagine them not interested in you, not liking you, and rejecting you, and not being attracted to you, and not getting jiggy-jiggy with you, and not going on holidays with you, etc.? No, well, of course not. It does not feel good to think those negative, unwanted thoughts. So anytime you're heading down the proverbial dark path with your limited thinking, you're not good enough, poor me, I'm a victim, I'm not good enough, he hates me, she doesn't love me, she doesn't want me, etc. thoughts, well, just stop and think better feeling thoughts. Even if there's no chance in hell that you're going to get that dude or that hot chick, or you'll need a miracle to get them. Well, remember, it's not the result you're after. It's the adventure and the feeling. Feeling good, feeling good, feeling good. This is an adventure of love, not a race to see who can get the best lover or the most lovers. And it certainly is not a competition to see who can permanently own the best lover, the hottest lover, the richest lover, the perfect lover, etc. Or like the famous classic quote from the most excellent Aussie film, "He died with a falafel in his hand." If prostitution is the rental of the body, then marriage is the sale. Bum, 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 bum. So the same goes for an already established relationship that you have a non-codependent desire to maintain and improve. And this is the same thing to do to improve any relationship with anyone. And that is, never think about and focus on or bitch, moan, and complain about anyone's supposed negative character traits. Do not focus on the negative at all about anyone or anything. Only focus on their positive character traits, the things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate about them. Only think about people, relationships, things, and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Do not think about conflict between you and anyone or unlovable things about them. Only think about and focus on and edify things about them that is easy to like, love, and appreciate. Things they do well, and try that. Focus on their positive character traits. Or if you can't find any yet, then just look the other way. You know, if you're having a big-ass dramas with your friend, lover, etc., and all you see is shit, well, just look the other way entirely. Otherwise, you'll turn into a pillar of salt. And just look for the other things in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Find something, anything, animals, nature, etc. Because it is a futile endeavor to try and tackle big-ass issues and try to bend them into shape so that you can have a better feeling response to their changed condition. It's better to just get happy and stay happy regardless of external conditions, including unlovable people. Better to find lovable people and just focus on them instead. Because like vibrations attract like vibrations. So you don't have to try and change your current relationship with people. Just focus on creating new, wonderful ones. Then your current relationships will have the freedom to improve naturally because you're not stopping their improvement with your limited judgments and negative focus. Because the improvement of all your relationships is the leading edge and a more current and accurate reality of your relationships than what appear to be your current physical reality, because your improved and constantly growing and expanding relationships are what your source is always focused upon and already living. It's like this: your source, which seems like your future you, is really your present you. And when you are in tune with your source and your improved joyful desires, you are living in the joyful present, which from a physical perspective seems like your future. But when you focus on your present physical reality, especially when you judge your physical reality in a negative, limited way, you are essentially living in the past because physical reality has already been created. What exists in your life has already been done. It's a done deal. Essentially, what physically exists now is the past, especially from your own source perspective. And the joyful, wonderful experiences and relationships of your quote-unquote future are really your true present source reality, because who you truly are as source is already living, already vibrating, already thinking about, already having fun with those joyful, wonderful relationships that are new to you. So wrap your beautiful noggin around that fun conundrum. And when you are focused on your joyful desires that are not yet physical yet, and you can relish in the joyful feelings of those desires without needing them to physically be here yet, and without thinking about a physical lack of those desires, well, you will be vibrating in tune with your true current reality, because you will be in tune with your own source who is living that reality that you perceive to be your future reality. Woo! That's why it feels good to think about the abundance of your desires, and it feels like crap to think about a lack of your desires, because your source is never thinking about a lack of your desires. Your source is never ever thinking about what you don't want. Your source is only always thinking about vibrating, being, feeling, living what you do want. So, in conclusion, if you want to generally be happy, if you want delicious, joyful, loving relationships, then simply focus on what you want. Like, love, and appreciate. And do not focus on anything or anyone that you do not want and that you do not like, love, and appreciate. And the same rule applies for anything that you want, whether it's money or career, whatever. Think about an abundance of that desire rather than a lack of that desire. And in general, in life, focus on everything that you desire and everything and anyone that is easy to like, love, and appreciate. And pay no attention to anyone or anything that is hard to like, love, and appreciate. So, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. No one can take your joy away from you, and it has helped you realize that you are in charge of your own joy, and no one else is responsible for your own joy but you. So now you can release everyone else on planet Earth from being your love and joy slave. And you can release yourself from everyone else's prison. And you being responsible for everyone else's happiness and you being their love and joy slave. And with that, you are fully 100% unconditionally empowered to create absolutely amazing, delicious, joyful, loving, magical relationships everywhere you go. Go and have a ton of fun together, because of course you attract like-minded people, because that's why you're here on planet Earth, for the joy and fun of it, no other reason. So get out there and have some freaking fun already. All right, so hope you enjoyed that podcast. I know you did, because it was freaking amazing. Share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings so that they can create absolutely amazing relationships in their lives. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications about my latest videos. And of course, subscribe to my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate, creative reality to literally make all your dreams come true. My name is Zakyron, and I'm here to help you remember that you are an unlimited master of divine creation, and you have the power and freedom to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. Thanks again for watching my video, listening to my podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!